Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of teaching and sharing. We pray that you grant us understanding as we go into your word. Holy Spirit, take over, take control, teach us as we study your word. In Jesus' name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. A heart for elevation. A heart for elevation. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Please say after me, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. Should I ask if you, everybody will say it one by one? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So let's all say it together. Ready, go. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. A heart for elevation. Our opening statement is that God tries our hearts before blessing us. God tries our hearts before blessing us. He tries our hearts before blessing us. He tries our hearts before blessing us. He tries our hearts before blessing us. And we all know about the story of Abraham. God tried him before certain levels of blessings came. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. The Lord pondereth the heart. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. So as men or as human beings, we do things according to how we perceive, but God is not so. He ponders our hearts before he does anything. It means that God looks at the condition of your heart before he takes action as to whether the condition of your heart can support what he wants to do or not. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3, the finding pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. So just like you'd use fire to purify gold, God has a habit of trying hearts. And a good study for any minister, musician, church leader to do, or Christian to do, is to check God's habits. There are things that God likes to do. There are things that God has a habit for doing. And one of them in his dealings with man is to try the hearts of men. To try the hearts of men. Habits are very, very important, because if you can locate the habit and understand what's going on, because a habit is something that keeps happening. Like praise. Praise is one thing that God loves. It is his habit to inhabit the praise of his people. So whenever you want God to move into your situation, what do? You praise, right? And you see those things, normally the Bible, the scripture will put it in the continuous, present continuous. So he inhabiteth the praise of his people, right? So his present continuous tense, something that he always does. So today, one habit of God is to try the hearts of men. Now, in the month of elevation, you must remain content, because sometimes when certain blessings delay, it is because God is trying
the heart.
God is trying the heart. So constantly you need to condition your heart properly. Psalm chapter 78, verse 70 to 72. Psalm chapter 78, verse 70 to 72. Let's look at what God said. What God said concerning David. It says that he chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfolds. Amen. You know, David eventually became a king. But you see where God took him from. He took him from where? The sheepfolds. Right? Where he was taking care of sheep. Verse 71. From following the ewes. Is that the word? From following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So you look at the progression. Somebody who was taken from feeding sheep, now it says he brought him to feed Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. Feeding sheep, God took him now to come and feed his people, human beings. Hallelujah. 72, so he fed them according to the integrity of his heart. According to what? Put your hand on your heart and say that God blesses me according to the integrity of my heart. So the verse 72, he says that, so he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Before hands come in, the heart must first be in place. So I'll always keep saying that it's not about your voice. It's first about your heart. The integrity of your heart. Your heart is what's going to determine whether your singing will continue or one day you'll be found somewhere else. The heart. If anybody enters a ministry, the first place to start working on is the heart. Before you sing, look at the heart very well. Because God can make even goats to sing. Is there anything that he cannot do? There's nothing he cannot do. So it means that if he can raise rocks to praise him, it means that anything, if you say today, God, I yield my gift totally to you. Use me. God can use you to sing something that even your teacher has not taught you. And I'll say it again. Even in the absence of a coach, a vocal coach, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, you can sing things by anointing that physically, please, do you understand? When God comes in onto the scene, there is no limitation. Hello? But your heart must be in a position to be able to carry certain levels of anointing. Otherwise, they'll be short-lived. According to the integrity of his heart. And that was where Saul failed. David had to come in because Saul failed the heart test. So 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 4 to 5. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father. Okay, this one is concerning Solomon, David's son. And God is making a reference to his father David. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. This one was concerning God's promise for the future. It means God was indirectly telling him that I have promised David an everlasting throne, meaning that Jesus is going to come through the line of David. But if you, Solomon, if you keep to that way of keeping a heart of integrity before God, the blessing is going to continue. Hallelujah. And the promise is going to be sure. Amen. So you realize that David prayed a prayer concerning his son Solomon, that even when he errs, God shouldn't cast him away. Amen. I pray for everybody listening to this, that may God's mercies and grace speak for you in the name of Jesus. That every time your heart be filled with integrity before God in the name of Jesus. Let's never forget that God rules in the affairs of men. You remember Nebuchadnezzar, who in Daniel 3 had built a golden statue, that everybody should worship that statue. Where Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego refused, and then they were punished for it, but eventually God showed his power. In Daniel 4, this king, who now respected God, he became a beast for 7 years. It says his heart was turned to that of a beast for 7 years. And in the Daniel chapter 4, verse 17, it says that this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This is to say that God can raise anybody to place him anywhere. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can stop God from doing that. God can make you choose. He can decide to choose you as the president of a nation. He can decide to make you whoever he wants you to be. But first, the heart is very important. And he has angels called watchers. In Daniel 4:16-17. In Daniel 4:13. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. An angel who watches. So, there are angels who are constantly watching your heart. Tell your neighbor, serve well. Because there are angels watching your heart. Hallelujah. One thing I fear most is things I say in my heart. You can be sitting in front of somebody, the person is talking, then in your heart you are saying something else. In your heart, you can be laughing at your pastor when he's talking to you. In your heart, you can be despising someone who is advising you. Your daddy is advising you, yet in your heart, you are despising him. You are not saying it with words. So you are saying it in your heart, but there are angels watching. It's one of the most dangerous things to ever do. You serve God in fear. Fear God. So that when you are serving, it's not about lip service. It's not about lip service, about what you say with your mouth. It's about the integrity of your heart. You fearing God, and whatever you are doing it in service to God. It's not to a man. You can serve and prosper anywhere that God has given you the grace to serve, if you do it from your heart. Serve from your heart. Serve from your heart. In the month of elevation, we thank God for these revelations that he's given us. Hallelujah. So as we pray, Psalm 139 verse 23 to 24, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. I want you to close your eyes with me wherever you are right now. Search me, O God. 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 You may not be complaining with your mouth, but maybe you are serving and yet you are complaining in your heart all the time. There are angels called watchers who are writing them down. May it never be so in your life. You are praying right now that, Lord, in any way that, Lord, I have not had integrity of heart, I pray for your mercies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have said in Proverbs chapter 21 verse 1 that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Lord, touch my heart, fix my heart. In any way where my heart is questionable before you, Lord, please fix my heart in the name of Jesus. Fix my heart in the name of Jesus. Fix my heart. The kind of heart that David had, the kind of heart that Abraham had, the kind of heart, Lord, even that pleases you. Give me a heart that pleases you. Lord, touch my heart in the name of Jesus. The integrity of heart, the required kind of heart for elevation. In the name of Jesus, I cry out unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch my heart, Lord. 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 Every part of my heart, oh Lord, I yield it before you. Touch my heart in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.